review of some laws regarding the use of conventional ovens that we have in our kitchens and the use of microwaves. First, we discuss the oven, using it during the course of the year for both meat and milk products. It's clear that one cannot use the oven simultaneously and put meat products and milk products together. That would be a clear prohibition of basar b'chalav. The question we ask today is to use it consecutively. One day meat, one day dairy. Is that permissible? Well, we have a rule that says that if something goes into the walls of a pot through fire, the only way to extract it is through fire. And since if you put meat into an oven uncovered, so that's going to go into the walls of the oven, so the only way to extract it is going to have to be through fire. So one way would be to take a torch and torch the oven, which is not an option because it would probably not be feasible and wouldn't work. The poskim say that it is enough to wait 24 hours between the use of meat and then burn out the oven on a high temperature for 15 minutes. With that combination of burning out the oven after 24 hours of use, the oven now becomes back to the factory standard, and you can use it now for dairy or meat, vice versa. That's the opinion of Achav Avadya. He bases it on a few things. Number one, the meat or the dairy that went in is mutar. It's called hetera bala. Number two, the item that went in is not actually the food itself, but it's the ze'ah. It's the sweat of the food, from the vapor of the food. The food is not on the walls. It's in the pot. Of course, the walls get hot. Some say there's not even ze'ah by food. But we'll be mahmir, let's say, that there's a ze'ah. And therefore, and we don't have another choice. And therefore, we can be lenient. And if you have no choice, we can rely on a libun that Maran normally says libun needs to have sparks. You need to burn until there's sparks. However, in a case where you can't do that, Maran would be lenient, just in order to make libun kal, which is hot enough that can burn a piece of straw. So therefore the Ma'aseh Achav Avadya writes, practical case. Thursday night, the lady made dairy in the oven. She made a spanach in the oven, uncovered. Technically, according to Achav Avadya, the next time you can use that oven for meat is not until 24 hours later. So if a lady wants to cook Friday morning for Shabbat, she cannot use that oven, because that oven already is dairy. So that's why when a lady's cooking on Thursday, she has to be careful to look at the clock to know that she's going to need the oven as well on Thursday night or Friday. So she has to make sure to make the separation. There'll be a 24-hour difference between the cooking of meat and milk, or vice versa. Of course, there's another way to get around this, is if she covers the meat or the dairy. If it's covered with tinfoil in the oven, so that nothing can come out of the pot onto the walls, because it's covered. That'll help you on things that you could cover, but not everything you can cover. Certain things, the way they cook them is uncovered. So therefore, again, the practical rule according to Achav Avadya alav shalom, he's strict on this, that ovens can go back and forth between meat and dairy. However, on the day that you used meat, you'd have to wait 24 hours and then burn it out for 15 minutes. Of course, if you see anything on the walls itself, one would have to clean it, and then you can go back to using it for dairy. Once you use it for dairy, vice versa. 24 hours, if it was uncovered, and then burn it out for 15 minutes, and then go back. And there is no problem, Achav Avadya holds, to go back and forth. There's a Magen Abraham that brought it ayah from a Gemara in Chulin that he wanted to say you can't keep on switching kelim back and forth because of the gezira, you might forget what it is. However, the Chidah, the Prihadash, are not of that opinion, and they hold it's permissible in order to take kelim and switch them. Certainly in this case over here, where a person has one oven, what are you going to tell him? That he can't switch it, he's going to be stuck. So therefore the halakha on an oven, that is the way that Hakam Avadya holds. Again, there are more lenient opinions, but in daily halakha, we usually take the opinion of Hakam Avadya. Question number two, regarding a microwave. Microwave is a big question. Do the walls of the microwave get hot? Some inspectors will tell you it doesn't get hot. Well, if it doesn't get hot, the walls, so then you don't have to make any hikshir. Some will say, no, it gets hot. If that's the case, you need to give it hikshir. They go back and forth. It's not so pashut. Lema'aseh, Hakam Avadya holds the way you kosher a microwave for Pesach, is you take a bowl of water, you drop some soap in it to make the water pagum, and you put it on for 10 minutes till it boils, and you let the smoke that's coming out of the vapor, that's coming out of the water, it'll extract anything that's in the walls. Hakam Avadya has a long talk, and he has proofs that vapor has the ability to extract. Not only does Hagala extract and Libun extract, but vapor can extract as well. He brought the Ayot from Shulchan Aruch, from a Pri Megadim, from a Pri Hadash, that hold. Hakam Masas also brought the Ayot, that vapor extracts. So the vapor of the water, if there's anything in the wall of the microwave, that vapor will take it out. That's regarding how you kosher a microwave for Pesach. Regarding a microwave all year long, one should be careful. If he's using the microwave for meat and dairy, clearly not to use them together, it goes without saying, simultaneously I mean. But if you're going to use it consecutively, one has to be careful to always cover. Today they make covers for the plates for the microwave. You should buy three covers. One meat, one dairy, one pav. Anytime something goes in the microwave, you cover it. Now that plate is hermetically sealed. Nothing can come out. And if something comes out, it's going to go into the pot cover. It's going to go into that microwave cover. If you do it like that, then you can use microwaves for meat, and then for dairy, and then for dairy, and then for meat, and then for pav. However, let's say a person puts in a pizza into the microwave, uncovered. He has made that microwave now dairy. One has to kosher it at that point. Water, soap in the water, 10 minutes. And therefore, again, so you don't have to run into problems of koshering microwaves, you know, from time to time, because people are not careful. Once you make a policy in his house, nothing goes into the microwave unless it's covered. If you do it that way, then you'll have an easy way to use a microwave for all these types of ways. There are poskimits here, a microwave doesn't need kashrut at all. But we're going to be mahmir to rely, or mahmir to be strict, I should say, to say that it needs a kashrut. And that's the way we're going to kosher it. For example, if a person goes to a hotel and there's a microwave in the hotel, who knows what the goyim use in that microwave? The halakha will say, kosher it good, meaning clean it good, just to make sure there's nothing on the outside of the walls, and then take water again, put soap in the water, and make a haga. And still you should cover the food when you put it in, just in order to be on the safe side. So again, we've solved now ovens, we've solved my oven. Of course, if a person can get two ovens in his kitchen, matovu manaim. But the halakha cannot mandate that everybody has space for two ovens, and for two microwaves, and for two sinks, and for two counters, and for two refrigerators. Not everybody has the space. So we're talking about over here, where a person has one, how he would do it. Of course, if a person, we've said in previous daily halakha, has self-clean on his oven, that would also serve to kosher it for Pesach as well, just to run the oven on a cycle of self-clean. Preferably he should wait after 24 hours and from using it, and then he could kosher it like that. But again, even if he didn't have a self-clean, just put it on the highest temperature after 24 hours, and that will already purge whatever is inside, and then it becomes like from the factory again, and he can use it either for meat, for dairy, or for Pesach.